Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. First Lady Melania Trump expressed deep sympathy Tuesday night for hundreds of thousands of Americans affected by the unchecked coronavirus pandemic in the country, a marked contrast from her husband, President Donald Trump, who often has diminished the impact of the infectious disease and said it will disappear. Speaking on the second night of the Republican National Convention from the Rose Garden at the White House, First Lady extended her gratitude to healthcare workers who have treated millions of people who have contracted COVID-19. The pandemic has killed more than 178,000 people here in the U.S. and infected more than 5.7 million more, with both figures the highest for any country around the world. But President Trump's handling of the crisis has been uneven, threatening his re-election chances on November 3rd against Democrat Joe Biden, with him dismissing its danger early in the year and saying it would disappear. Trump has touted unproven remedies, promised a vaccine as a preventative measure will be available sooner than health experts say will be the case, and for months refused to wear a mask in public, saying he did not see it for himself. Other speakers voicing support for the president include Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who has prompted a controversy by speaking to the Republican convention on Trump's behalf from Israel while he is on a diplomatic mission to the Jewish state. Typically, the top U.S. diplomat has not played a role in U.S. elections and has been viewed as apolitical, representing the U.S. and overseas relations rather than the political party of the president who appointed him or her. A handful of opposition Democrats have criticized Pompeo for breaking the tradition of staying out of the political race. For more news,